told you it'd be a waste of time, Shuri.
Listen, Quirk. I've had just about enough of you. So help me, I will.
Judith Douglas, both of you stop at this instant. Your father is trying to find the right turnoff, and this isn't helping.
I know the right turnoff, dear. I am not lost.
Dear, if we had just stopped to ask at that last truck stop, we'd know if this was the right road or not.
I told you, dear, I know where we're going.
This is all your fault.
What? My fault? You don't even know what you're talking about. Ah, shut up!
Doug, what have I told you about?
It's hard to believe that this whole thing started with one little family meeting.
Okay, family, I know you all wanted to go to Grandma's again this summer, but I'm afraid we won't be going.
Why not?
Because we're going to the Great Painted Gorge!
Wow, Dad, a real vacation!
That's right, mister! Just us, the road, and that big, beautiful gorge! It's gonna bring us closer together than we've ever been! Ever since I went there as a boy, I've wanted to go back.
How sublimely cubist. We're really going?
We're leaving first thing in the morning, Princess, so you better start packing. Yes, yeah! Sir. Leave at 8 a.m., spend a few days on the road, and arrive just in time to see the sunrise over Painted Gorge Falls. Then it's on to the mysterious Rattling Rocks. Watch the old reliable geyser go off at 12 noon. Whistling Cactus Patch at 4 o'clock, Sunset Bat Watch at 6, and that's just the first day. Throw me that last bag, will you, son?
One more. Man, Judy, what have you got in here? Rocks?
Summer reading.
And soon we were underway.
Watch out, Painted Gorge. Here come the funnies.
Old MacDonald had a farm, E-I-E-I-O.
Row, row, row your boat gently down the stream.
This old man, he played knick-knack.
Knick-knack on a gate.
Man, I never thought a car trip could be so boring.
Kyle.
Dad, how much further?
We're making good time. Only 1,500 more miles till we're knee-deep in natural grandeur.
1,500 miles? Oh, man. I wonder if anybody's ever died of boredom. Visit it. 125 miles. It is coming up.
Wow. It.
This way! Man, there's no way around this wall.
How are we going to see it?
Hold on a second, kids. Is that wall breathing?
Oh, no. I've been expecting you.
Dad, can we see it? Please, can we?
Oh, please. It's just some stupid tourist trap.
We are running on a tight schedule, son. And 125 miles away, carry the 3. We'd miss that sunrise over the falls.
Phil, it might be educational.
Deadly vampire bat? No. It is actually a russet potato grown by Mrs. R. Smith of Pinkalo County. But the resemblance is quite eerie.
That's it? A potato?
What did I tell you?
Well, we won't make it to the Rattling Rocks in time. Okay, it's 2:37. If we hurry, we might still have time to see Old Reliable.
Well, it sort of looks like one.
Well, at least we've learned something from all this. these man-made tourist traps can never compare to the majesty of nature.
In other words, L-A-M-E, lame.
Ugh, man, can't a guy make a mistake? Well, at least I'll never fall for something like that again. Visit Bug Ranch, 75 miles.
Yee-haw! Ranch Cowboy!
Please, we are not going on another one of your inane mystery tours.
No, but this is different. We know what this is, a bug ranch. Tell me, how could it be bad, huh? How?
Son, this might just cost us the Whistling Cactus patch.
Well, that's okay. Dad, this is a ranch with bugs.
It's only a few hours out of our way, honey.
The next live stunt bug show will start in 15 minutes. Step right up for the live bug show.
I guess they know their audience. The dim-witted crowd.
Hey, I didn't build this stupid thing.
No, but you dragged us here. Although, Dougie, the waterbug sheriff looks like he has eyes for the mealworm schoolmarm. Drama.
Well, there goes the sunset bat watch and the moonlight hike through Copperhead Pass.
Oh, but Daddy, we got to see the gunfight at the Roach Corral.
Knock it off, Judy.
No, really, Doug. The Katydid Saloon Brawl was very exciting.
Listen, Judy. Okay, it was lame. I admit it, so just lay off.
Judith Douglas, remember, this is a family car trip.
Tell me, Dougie, what's our next stop on our tour of Simpletonville?
Visit the poetic Blythe Field.
Stop!
What? What is it?
Did you say Blythe Field? The Blythe Field?
Yeah. What's Blythe Field?
Only the most famous field in all of literature. Blythe composed his most famous poems there. Ode to a Flood, a Summer Sonnet, Ladybug, Ladybug, Fly Away Home. No, just tons.
It's 300 miles out of our way, dear.
But we saw all those lame, stupid, uninteresting things Doug wanted to see.
I know, honey, but...
She has a point, Phil.
But, honey, it's 300 miles out of the way.
Are we there yet?
Nope. Goodbye, petrified buffalo herd.
Are we there yet?
Adios, canyon mule ride.
That's it! Isn't it inspiring?
This is Gloria's Rock. This is the exact place where he composed O Gloria with hair like granite.
Oh, come on, Judy. It's just a big old desert.
Judy! And this is where he wrote Hello, Sky.
Judy, we've got to go, dear. As it is, we lost all hope of even spending a whole day there.
Oh, Father, there's still so much more. Tumbleweed Sonata, Hi-Ho Coyote, Horny Toad Lament.
It does look like rain, dear.
You thought Bug Ranch was bad? At least Bug Ranch had t-shirts. This place is lame-o central.
Can it, Dougie? If you weren't such a yokel, maybe you could get something from this.
Let's go, family. I'm getting soaked.
Oh, rain. So infrequent. So fickle.
Let's go, Judy. Now, we're going to have to drive straight through to the gorge. No stops, no nothing.
I hope you're happy.
Me happy? You're the one lying around in the middle of nowhere for half a day.
Please, everyone, can we just be quiet?
We should pull over.
We have to make time. We're going to see that gorge.
This is all your fault. My fault? You don't even know what you're talking about. Ah, oh, shut up.
Doug, what have I told you about? Everybody okay?
I'm okay.
I'm all right.
No big deal.
Fine.
Well, family, that's the end of our trip. I saw a gas station about 10 miles back. If I get walking, maybe they can tow us out by the afternoon. Funny thing is, I just sort of wanted us all to just be there and see it together.
I'm sorry, Dad.
Me too, Daddy.
Well, I better get going.
Dad, wait! Dad, don't leave. Maybe we don't need that tow truck.
One, two...
Hit it, Porkchop! Here. Come on, we can do it. Watch! Dad was right. It was the most amazing thing we'd ever seen. And he was right about something else, too. It really did bring our family closer than we'd ever been before.